Hi, everyone. Morning. I know. I just need to tell you, it's been a battle of the voices for me for the past 2 weeks. I literally have had to keep quiet to be able to be here today. I've not had a voice. It's been really bad, like very, very bad. So if I sound a bit funny, thank God that I have the voice at all. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we thank God, like I said, very, very interesting 2 weeks, especially last week. But lots of people prayed over me for my voice. Yeah, Paulette really prayed about this voice. So we thank God that I've got the voice today. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord put something in my heart to share. And in fact, I just generally want to share that looking at all the things that have been happening over the week, it just kind of like confirmed in my heart that the Lord is giving us a word as his children. There was something very horrible that went around. I'm sure most people saw this viral, video of them beating up a little girl and a mom driving her kids, like literally went home, picked her children to join in beating up one person. And she kept on edging them on. Yo, do this. Come on, get the face. That's right. And I'm thinking, come on. Where is the compassion? What's going on? What is she not a mother? Can't you just give it up? Is that really what you're meant to? She kept on edging them. And I looked at that and I was like, at what point, if not for the fact that there was any, and you know the worst part of it, everyone was standing around watching, videoing. And they literally beat that girl up so badly, pulled her. Listen, I'm black. I can say that without feeling bad. These are braids. It isn't a joke. We sit hours to do this thing. And to have someone, I tell you, it's a black thing. I'm happy to say so. We do these things. So to have it pulled from the root off, it is painful. But we thank God. Praise the Lord. So I'm just going to read a scripture and then we'll just go straight on into what God has. However, God is going to deliver this word today. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to turn to the book of, first of all, I'm going to look at 2 Timothy. And I just want to say that initially I wasn't going to read that scripture, so I've got to find it in my Bible now. And I've got different Bibles. I've got my study Bible. I can't bring it to church. It's so bad looking. This is a pulpit Bible. It's neat. It's nice. No markings, all in one piece. Praise the Lord. So I'm just going to read this part of the scripture. It's a 2 Timothy 3, and I'm just going to read 1 to probably 10. It says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. Praise the Lord. If we look at the world around us, that's exactly how the world is. In fact, if you look at the way it's put in my scripture, it calls hard times for Christian service. Praise the Lord. That's what the title of that section is. Praise the Lord. So we know that when people come up with the prophecies to tell us that this is a new year and it's going to be wonderful and everything's going to change and prices are going to go down, hallelujah, this is your month of abundance, this is your year of abundant prosperity, this is your, you just smile with them. You claim it if you want to, okay? But we know that we're in the last days and we know that things are probably not going to get better. We know that we depend on God. We know that we live by our faith. You know it as well as I do, that they're not going to bring down energy bills. You know that for real. If they do, hallelujah. I'll even be happy. I'm happy to take the microphone and say, I take it back. But we know that that's the way it is. When children They don't even think about things. My own friend, I mean, I told God, I said, okay, I'm going to deliver your word. I do not want to see this anymore. It's breaking my heart. I woke up on Saturday, my friend sent me a text message that her son was literally stabbed with a wooden knife in school. Just walked up to him, her little son, year 7, the boy just came, started poking him with a wooden knife he got from the kitchen in his tummy. I want to stab you. So he's like, go, leave me alone. Because he's very withdrawn. He's a very sweet boy. And then he went up to him. He walked away. And then he went up to him, held him by the neck, and continued stabbing his neck until he gave. I'm not kidding. And I was so upset. And she was telling me they couldn't sleep. That's why they sent me the text, blah, blah, blah. He can't sleep. I said, tell him that he that is in him is greater than he that is in the world. The school was like, oh, this is out of character. He's very intelligent. I said, but he's naughty. If that was a real knife, he has a wound on his neck with a wooden knife. Okay, praise the Lord. So today I'm just going to bring us a word from the Lord. And the word I'm going to bring us from the Lord, the title is, No Matter What Happens, Our Safety is in the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what happens, our safety is in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we're going to take our text from Proverbs 18, verse 10. And I'm reading it from the Amplified Version of the Bible. And it says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and is safe and set on high, far above evil. Praise the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. We, the righteous, run into it and we are safe. We're set high above all this evil. Hallelujah. But today I'm just going to try and break it down. Because if I don't break it down, we probably would just take this and run without really looking at what God is trying to tell us in these days and in this time. Praise the Lord. In fact, if you look at 2 Timothy verse 1, some of the different versions of the Bible, some of them called the dangerous times, some called the terrible times, some called the very difficult times. And so we just want to see that this is what the issue and the problem that we face is. But I want to tell us that we've got a name. We've got the name of the Lord as our strong tower. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want us to understand that God is quite interested in names, very invested in names. If you look at the Hebrews, they did not just get up in the morning like we do in this day. You've got a favorite pet that, probably the alphabet starts with P. You take that one. Then you had one that died when you were 10 years old. Then you take another alphabet. You put them all together, your best game, your best color, and then you put all those alphabets and call a child that thing. Punky or Punky, anything. And then when they ask you, start saying, it's all the alphabets. No, that's not how it was then. That's the first assignment God gave mankind, Adam, was to name the animals. After he told him what not to do, this is what you should eat, this is what you shouldn't eat, the first assignment he gave Adam was name the animals. So God is quite invested in names. And when we talk about names, I want us to understand that for us, names show identity, affiliation, maybe, our authority, communication. When you see names, at times they tell you where someone has come from. Okay, and then if you probably have names that you don't really like, you as you grow, you can drop them, Praise the Lord. But when we talk about the name of the Lord, I want us to understand that it means something different. God's name isn't about affiliation. It's not technically about communication, more about revelation. It's not just about authority, it's about who he is. When we talk about the name of God, we're talking about his character and his attributes. It tells us about who he is. It tells us what he's made of. Praise the Lord. You see, while I was reflecting on so many things, I remembered when I can pick on my son now because he's not here. My daughter's with me today. Yeah, so I won't pick on her. And I asked my son if he was logging on, and he said he wasn't, so I was even happier. I'll pick on him, but it's just what happened when he was younger. He came to me one day in the kitchen, and he said, Mom, I said, well, he said, I was praying. And then I just heard a voice say, Amisa, stop it. Just call me what you know me as. So as a mother, instead of bothering, I was more happy, like, yay, God spoke to him. You know, being a kid, man, God is speaking to my son, yay. So I now told him, I said, what happened? He said, Mom, I was praying like you. So I thought, I said, praying like me, how? He said, I was telling God. I said, Jehovah Jireh, mighty, immatchless, matchless, and matchless. I said, what? He said, that thing you say, the matchless. I said, me? So I was thinking, what do I say? And then I realized that it was when I say, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. So I said, it's matchless, English word. He said, no, Mom, there's a way you say it. I thought it was one of those kind of words, names they call God. I said, no, it's just simply, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. So I'm sure that's why God just shut him up, calling him the immatchless, and the immatchless, and the immatchless. And he just said, he just heard his name, and then he's like, so I said, so call him what you know him to be. Praise the Lord. So I'm just saying that in general, that when we look at God and his names, I want us to understand what is behind the name of God, his attributes, just a summary of his attributes. There are many attributes that we can actually identify God with. But when we talk about the name of God, we talk about who he is and his character. His omniscience. The fact that his knowledge is unlimited. It's total. He knows everything. He knows the good. He knows the bad. He knows the ugly. He knows what's yet to come. He knows what has happened before. That's his power. Praise the Lord. So when we look at his name, we see what is in the name of God. Praise the Lord. We can see that in Psalm 147 verse 5. He's all-knowing, he's both in the present and the past. We talk about God's omnipotence. And that is when we talk about him being all-powerful. And he can move anything. His power is unlimited and so is his authority. Praise the Lord. We can look and find that in Matthew 19, 26, Romans 1, 20. We talk about God's omnipresence, which we've talked about here. I remember we've spoken about that. And that's Psalm 139, 7 to 10. He's always present beyond all. Yet, he is accessible. Hallelujah. Beyond all, yet he's accessible. Praise the Lord. Then we talk about the fourth now, his immutability. Praise the Lord. And this just means that he's unchanging in character, in his will, and in his promises. He does not and cannot by nature change. Praise the Lord. We can find that if we're looking for scriptures, Malachi 3:6, Numbers 23:19. And then finally, he's always truthful. Praise the Lord. You're not worried. Anything God says, it's yea and amen. You're absolutely sure that it is he's truthful. Titus 1:2, 2 Timothy 2:13. So he's a true God. His words are true. His knowledge are true. And then it is final. Praise the Lord. So when we talk about the name of the Lord is a strong tower that the righteous run into and they are safe. We should understand that it's because of who he is. There are so many names that God has, his Hebrew names. In fact, as I grew up as a Christian, the Holy Spirit, because I was trying to think, how did the Holy Spirit mentor me? I was going to say that. Then I was thinking, how did he do that though? And I was trying to recount. He led me into knowing his names, into the revelation of his Hebrew names. And they started to make meaning to me. I was trying to remember. Then I remembered, because I was thinking it wasn't phones, it wasn't the internet. I was trying to remember, what did we used to do? Because I was born a long time ago. Long time ago, guys. You know, so... So I started to, then I remembered it was the audio tape thing, wasn't it, in our time, and books. And then we stepped up to the DVDs or the VCRs or whatever they were calling them. So these were the things that were used in those days. There was no internet, there was no, when I was young, you know, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm not that young. Praise the Lord. Not that young. Okay, so... In those days, that was how God introduced me, or he led me, and I really got a hold of that, and it made meaning, praise the Lord. So there are many names of God. We won't be able to name them all, but we can decide to have some that we can mention. El Shaddai God, the Almighty God, all-sufficient, multi-breasted. That means he can meet all different needs at the same time, hallelujah. He's more than enough, praise the Lord. We have El Elohim. I've got scriptures for that, but I'm going to skip them if you don't mind. We've got El Elohim, the Most High God, the most exalted God, strong, supreme, and sovereign. Praise the Lord. What would that issue be? We've got Jehovah Nissi. I love that one. Hallelujah. The Lord, my banner. That's in Exodus 17:15. It means the one who fights for his people. Hallelujah. He is our rallying point and our victory. Amen. As we lift him up. Jehovah Sabaoth, which is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of the Lord. It means that he has sovereign and universal sovereignty over both the spiritual and the earthly armies. Hallelujah. So where would they come from? We've got Jehovah Rohi, or Ra, that is our shepherd. And that shows his loving kindness and his care for us. Praise the Lord. We've got El Olam, the everlasting eternal God, the ancient of days, in yesterday, today, and forever. If you can remember when I was there telling him, you're the inexhaustible God. It is. And then God just kept quiet and said, well, Nkechi, yeah, I am the God in the yesterday that you can't remember. I'm the God in the today that you are worried about. And I'm the God of tomorrow that you don't even know. Then I just turned around and I told him, thank you. Because you know when you keep on saying those prayers when your heart isn't really there. But God spoke to me at that point. But as a person, the name I prefer above all is Abba Father. It's so, so touching to me. He is my Father. Hallelujah. And that name was the name he used to uphold me when I lost my earthly father. And I will never forget that. The prayer I told him, I said, don't ever let me cry like a child that doesn't have a father, Lord. And I said that from the depth of my heart. And it's been a long time. I lost my father very long ago. So I lost my father quite a while. I was trying to count, but I just said, I've got to be very careful not to tell them how old I am so that they'll start doing the math. There you go. So it's been a very long time, okay? I'm just kidding. I really don't care. I really don't care. I'm just kidding. But that's a fact. And I remember that I held on to God so much. I'd known him, just got to know him not too long. I held on to him so much. And one thing is what I can share with you all was I was strong, kind of like trying to be very strong. I was a Christian. Again, my mom has done so much. She's stressed out. She was, you know, and I have younger siblings. So I was trying to be really spiritual and all that. But I remember that when they brought my father's corpse into that room and then we were called in, it was too much for me. I stood there and I was trying to breathe. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he told me, he said, can you take a step forward? And I did. People were watching us, some people, just very close people, because they were just trying to see if we're going to get emotional and people there to hold you in case. And he told me, just touch. So I knew that people were looking at me wondering, and I did that. And he said, call his name. And so I went close to him and I said, Daddy. And he said, you see, he hasn't answered you because that's not him. He said, he is with me here. He said, that is the flesh that deceives all of you. This is the flesh that deceives all of you. You would never call your father and he won't answer you. And that was my comfort till this day. So God is my Abba Father. He is my Abba Father. I mean, even, you know, one thing is that's true. My father would always answer me, even if he's like, what's the matter? Why are you disturbing me? But I'm just trying to say that has been my comfort. Praise the Lord. So we're going to try and break down this really quickly and for us to be able to hold on to that word that no matter what happens, the Lord is our security. Praise the Lord. We need to hold on to that. You've got battles everywhere. You've got internal battles. Your heart, there are things bombarding you. Kids are not even able to see things. Even common, the cartoons now have all these nasty things in them. But he, the Lord, is our safety. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to quickly tell us what a strong tower is. It's an elevated central place where people could run to and find safety during imminent danger. So we just want to see those features of a tower. Strong one, a strong tower, not just a normal tower, is high and inaccessible for those who are inside to be captured. Okay? Then it can be a fortress, so it can hold a large amount of provision. Okay, it could be a lighthouse, so it's a nice and safe place that gives you that advantage of being able to see your surroundings from a very good perspective. Hallelujah. And then again, it is also, just by its sheer presence, it has a message. So in those days, when you saw those towers like it was, Jericho, and all those towers that people saw, it just gives you a message. It just tells you to back off. So that is what a strong tower is. Praise the Lord. So we want to know that a strong tower symbolizes provision, protection, identity, courage, strength, power, and sometimes a message. Praise the Lord. So we have to be able to understand that we have established the fact that God's protection is for us. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. The righteous runs into it, and he or she is safe. Praise the Lord. So I want us to now look at, we've talked about the fact that the Lord, and we can establish that God is strong, more than able. He's a strong tower. But next, we've got action. We have got action that we need to apply. So the Bible tells us the righteous runs into him. He runs into it and he's safe. So we know that we have now looked at protection. So we're now looking at the direction, praise the Lord. As a child of God, what direction are you taking in life? While I sat there, I just remember that. The Lord kept dropping it in my spirit. I don't know who it is for, whether you're here or you're in the overflow or you're online or wherever you are. The Lord is nudging you at your heart. Please don't resist him. It kept on coming to me. And I forgot it, but he's reminded me. Please, you think tomorrow is there for anyone. When the Lord comes to you, he has your goodwill at heart. Look away from anything and whatsoever it is, whoever you are, and embrace his love. Run into the strong tower. Praise the Lord. So we want to see what gives us access to the strong tower. And we're just still looking at the same scripture. Praise the Lord. So it says the righteous runs to it and is safe. Praise the Lord. The righteous. Hallelujah. So the question is, I'm going to just interject this right now. Are you born again? Have you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Have you done that? Have you come to hide behind him? If you haven't, give it a thought today. Praise the Lord. And don't live without doing that. If you're online or wherever you are, accept that invitation. So I want to tell us that we are saved by grace. Praise the Lord. For those of you, you need to rise up because the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. He knows when you do something wrong, run to the Lord. In him is forgiveness. That's why he is Jehovah Mekadeshka. That means he is God our sanctifier. He's everything we need. Don't let him cheat on you. Ephesians 2:8. It is a gift. It is by grace. It's a gift. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are saved by grace. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. So Christ, I hide under Christ's righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. We are a chosen generation. That's what I ministered on the last time. A chosen generation. We have been translated from darkness into his light. So we are qualified. Hallelujah. The next one says, we have received God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reigns in us through Christ. Romans 5:17. I want you to reflect on your life today. If there's anything pinching at you that's making you feel guilty, you need to sort that with the Lord. Rise up and know that your right standing is in Christ Jesus as far as you have received him. Praise the Lord. So I want to say something again about what that particular, it says runs. So that runs is an action. It has a matter of urgency. You can see clearly that it is a direction, and sometimes it's a target. You're targeting the strong tower. Can I just say today that we don't need to keep on staying on the cliff. We don't need to keep on, you know, the last time I ministered, I talked about the cross being like this. Okay, some of us stay on one side. We just never want to cross that bridge. There's no need for the compromise. You need to make sure. You need to run into him. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need him at any level. Doesn't matter what it is. We need to run into the Lord at this time. That's where our security and our safety is ensured. There's no need for us to continue to be those kind of Christians that just don't want to take that extra step and embrace his love. He loves us. Praise the Lord. So we can just quickly to round off some of some examples in the Bible. We saw David when, you know, the Old Testament demonstrated running. We saw David when there was a problem, when Saul was after him. The first place he ran to was to the priests. As far as he was concerned, and as far as that time was concerned, those were the people standing between God and human beings. So he ran to God. Praise the Lord. We see Elijah in 1 Kings 19. I've ministered about Elijah before. I mean, after doing all that, he felt afraid. He felt vulnerable. He ran. When he couldn't carry on, he actually said, okay, kill me. As far as my soul is in your hands, I'd rather die in you, God. That is running to the strong tower. Praise the Lord. And then we have got people that we said, like Hagar. She was running, but she didn't even know where she was going. But she had the seed of Abraham. The Lord is the Lord of covenant. He decided to make sure he revealed himself to her. And that day she said, I have seen the God who sees me, El Roy. Praise the Lord. So she was now able to go back with the revelation of the God that her master serves. Praise the Lord. So I just want to say to us, so my question is, when we run to the strong tower, how do we run to the strong tower? How do you do that? Because probably physically is not what we do now. The Spirit of the Lord is in us. And why do we? When we run into the tower, if I could tell us, we run into the tower because the name of God represents love, mercy, grace, peace, provision, healing. What do you need? He called himself I Am. The first time God actually himself revealed himself to someone. I mean, I know he had revealed himself in the book of Genesis. But the first time he was asked, who are you? And he said, I am that I am. That was the first time he revealed who he is. I am the Lord. That means that whatever is your problem, he is the solution. Praise the Lord. He is our safety. You need healing, he is the God that heals you. You need comfort, he is the one who comforts you. You need deliverance, protection. You're ashamed and you feel bad. He will comfort you. He will clothe you. He'll redeem you. What do you need? You are lonely. He'll be your friend. He will. He will draw. The Bible says he puts the lonely in families. If he has to do that, he will do that. He is the I Am. In him you get it all. Praise the Lord. You see, when somebody like David went to fight Goliath, he knew he was in the strong tower. That does not make any logical sense. That a little 14-year-old boy will go and walk up to run towards the giant. Go and read that scripture. Everybody else was running away. And David ran towards. Because he understood. And when the man was angry, he just told him, he said, you come against me with sword and javelin and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of the armies of whom you have defied. Amen. Hallelujah. And what's the chances that the place that he targeted that stone was right, the only place that that individual did not cover was his forehead. Everything else, he was all covered up. Does that not tell you that he was in a strong tower? How can a little boy get to that angle? And how could he just make the first stone just get to the right place? I just want to assure you that your safety is guaranteed in the name of the Lord. Your safety is guaranteed in the name of the Lord. Don't be afraid to stand out. Don't be afraid, young people. Don't be afraid to stand for Jesus. Listen, your security is guaranteed. Your safety is guaranteed in him. There are so many examples in the scripture. We had young babies, literally 8-year-old kings, to talk about Josiah. We had people like Samuel. Like I continue to say it, Eli couldn't take care of his own children. I'm thinking, this is the only child you had. That Hannah had so much faith in God. I will not give my child to someone who can't take care of his own. Come on. She gave the only one that she has cried for years and dropped him off for Eli. That shows a high level of faith. But Eli did bring him up and brought him up well. He mentored him, and when it was time, the Lord just came in and mentored him himself because he was in the strong tower. Praise the Lord. We have Daniel, who when they told Daniel, oh, don't pray anymore, that's exactly what he did. Praise the Lord. So I'm going, he went straight, opened the window 3 times a day because he was thinking, you're not taking me out of the strong tower. No. I have run into the strong tower. This is where I am. Nobody's taking me out from there. And we know that God defended him. Praise the Lord. So how do we do this? And that's where I want to say. It's by praying, fasting, worshiping, studying your Bible, meditating over the word. That's how we run into his presence. That's how we invoke the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us here that we are safe. Praise the Lord. Our strong tower is indeed a place of safety in the days that we're in. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verse 28, part of it says, it is in him that we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. We live and move and have our being in him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then again, it says that everyone who calls the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. That's Joel 2:32a, Acts 2:21, Romans 10:13. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to read for us the last bit of what the scripture that I've got, if I've written it out. Praise the Lord. Yes, I have. So I'm going to be reading from Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. And that's what I want to tell us today. We need to go and know the God that we serve. Understand his names. Really understand the names of God. Go searching for them. But hallelujah. Jesus Christ came on the face of this earth bearing that name. Hallelujah. The name that is above every other name. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be reading this from the book of Philippians 2:9. It says, therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus is the embodiment of the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus, you have it all. Hallelujah. He paid the price so that we can have this relationship with God. We need to understand this. Never get too familiar with what God has done for you. I'm telling you, never lose your excitement. Don't. If it starts to go back and start reading. Go back and start listening. It will hit you again. Hallelujah. So I want to say this, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and is safe and set on high, far above evil. We are more than conquerors through Christ who has saved us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's close our eyes. I want us to take a moment and pray. Just take a moment and pray. I don't know what it is. I don't know where you are. But I just want you to talk to the Lord at this time. His name can solve it. His name is there. He's got the strong tower inside, the protection, but there's also provision there. There's everything you need. Can I just say that the door of a strong tower is not that big. So you can't come in there with all your baggage of sin, with all your silly behavior. You need to let them go and then come into the Lord. Let's take a minute and just pray. I want us to just say, God, thank you. Lord, wherever I am now, I run into you. I want us to open our mouths and start praying. And I want us as parents, this is just what I'm going to do. I take my whole family, oh Lord, and we run into your name. I take my whole family, Lord, and we run into your name. For your name is a strong tower, oh God. I take everyone I love and everything that belongs to me, God. And we run right into that strong tower, oh God. Father God, that you would, oh Father Lord, keep us in these times, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you so much, oh Lord. Father Lord, we pray. And so, Father, we just want to thank you. Just pray to you this day, oh God, that every heart that has heard this, oh God, will receive your word. And whatever your word says to them, Father, that they will yield in the name of Jesus. I pray that hearts will be obedient here, oh God, and that Lord, we will remember that we won't be afraid. We will stand in our position with you and know that you're there and able to sustain us and lift us high above all that is happening. Thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Can I just say this quickly? If you need to be led to Christ, just meet any of the pastors, meet any of the leaders. Don't go without receiving Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Bless you. Okay.